What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, on, tell man. Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. I'm gonna do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Huh? Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We just went up to Indy. Practice is about to start. We talked to our buddy Greg Rakestraw, Colts play-by-play TV guy, and he was saying all the Colts fans are excited to see Keenan Allen in action. Bunch of colleagues in the city are up there as far as reporting on stuff and keeping you updated, and we will certainly do the same here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A.J. Brown, man. With the Patriots. And speaking of these joint practices, ironically, the Patriots had their joint practice with the Philadelphia Eagles. And apparently A.J. Brown did work. Him and Drake May were hooking up all throughout practice. This is a joint practice today. And they asked him after practice, hey, you know, any hard feelings? And A.J. Brown was like, no, man, look, I know I'm on the opposing team now, but it's love. I still felt some love from my guys over there. So he is going to be a force, Mike, and he's re-energized, I think, being with him because he's got a coach who's going to get him the ball.
Yeah, look, we've talked to a lot of our friends. Hugh Douglas joins us from up in Philly and try to figure out what the heck happened there. I mean, and you know, you went through multiple coordinators, and you know, it's when things are bad, you got your wide receiver reading a book on the sideline, is well documented. And I don't know how Jalen Hurts and him never got on the same page, and then it sort of became the soap opera element. But, yeah, you know that Vrabel will figure this out. And Josh McDaniels, who's maybe not head coach material, but a great offensive mind. And Drake May, it's the best weapon he's had since, you know, Diggs is off the team, and now he's got this guy.
Yeah, no doubt. So a lot of these joint practices, guys, are going on, including our own Falcons and Indianapolis. And we'll let you hear from Kevin Stefanski again, remembering what the plan is as we head up there. But Stefanski also saying, you know, we want to treat this with a dose of respect. And not get crazy with all the fighting and stuff, because it's easy, because it's not your teammates now, right? And your guy hits you in the head, you go, come on, man. And the next thing you know, you got two guys pulling each other's helmets off. It's easier because it's not your teammate, and you know, but you still got to get work in. And that's the part where, Mike, you want to be aggressive, you want to have some fun, but you also don't want to overdo it where coaches are like, we're done.
Right. We talked about one of the things last year. I think we brought up yesterday, Panix Jr. getting in a scrum. He's at the bottom of the pile. He's swinging on cuz against the Titans. Brought some energy, because it always happens the second day. Second day of this joint practice, that's usually when the shenanigans will start, unless things get heated early. But that's something, as you said, a healthy amount of some spirit. Don't get hurt. But we want some juice, because we just look so flat and lifeless in that preseason game. By the way, Josh Kendall from The Athletic reporting Za'Darius Thomas won't practice up in Indy. You were wondering? Said still working through his acclimation process with the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, he just got signed one yesterday, right?
Right.
Officially. So, again, and I don't know what kind of shape he's in. Obviously, he's in football, you know, he's in decent shape. They would not have signed him, but There's still a period where you got to get ready, and so we'll probably have to wait until that third preseason game to really probably get a chance to see him. All right, guys, 404-726-0929. Coming up, who has the most to prove? We'll get into that conversation, what's on Day-Day's mind as well. But right now, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, let's hear from Kevin Stefanski. First and foremost, the plan for Michael Penix, just so that you people know again.
Yeah, Indy, I expect the same plan that we have. We have 7-on-7 both days.
When you talked to Steichen, did you talk specifically about like kind of some 7-on-7 periods?
We did. Yes. And that's obviously that's something that they do as well, but just making sure that we have it both days. And then, you know, when you're going somewhere, really, we're the guests. Shane's the host. So whatever he wants to do, we'll do. And he says how many minutes this period is and how many plays that is. And we'll give our feedback if it's something that we need. But we just plan on being good guests.
Okay. So that's the plan for Michael Penix. So nothing really changes from what we've seen here. Meanwhile, Mark Ross and Judy Batista, who are on NFL Network, Mike, were talking about our quarterback situation. And this is what they said about Penix.
Well, the process should be to get Michael Penix as healthy as possible and get him on the field. Unfortunately, because what I saw from Tua in a limited view there in the first preseason game looked like the Tua from last year. Look, Tua had always had limitations coming out of Alabama, but he had strengths at Miami, getting the ball out really quick, making quick decisions, pushing the ball downfield. Last year, you didn't see that. Seemed like a shock fighter last year. The injuries kind of took their toll where he didn't even do the things well that he did well before last year. And in this first game, you know, every pass he threw, the 5 passes were all under 5 yards. When pressure gets towards him, the play is over. You saw that as well. And then you saw the fumbled snap there as well, Judy. So unfortunately for Tua, I know the expectations were he's going to get around this talent another year and he'll look better, at least look like he did when he was early. But just in this view, he looked like the Tua from last year. So Michael Penix, get healthy, get out on the field. I think we'll give them the best chance to compete.
Let me say this, though. Penix will also be in trouble if the pressure is there. That is the issue with both of these guys, right? We know their escapability is limited. So, yeah, that did happen, but I'm also not willing to tell you, oh, Penix would have thrown 50 yards down the field. He's going to be in problems too.
No, I mean, Penix, first off, he's got to get the confidence. He's got to be able to move. And, you know, one of the things last year is, you know, when there is something breaking down, no one's going to confuse him for, you know, dual threat. That's not what we're saying. But he does have decent speed when he's healthy. We saw that in the combine. He doesn't run poorly. He just, for whatever reason, wouldn't do it and take what the defense was giving him. But running for your life is a different situation.
Yeah.
And, again, nothing would have been different, to your point, if he's back behind that line. You better hope Juwan Taylor figures it out at right tackle. Look, Jake knows what he's doing. Bergeron just got a deal. They're happy with Neusel, and Lindstrom is Pro Bowl. So it's the blind side, you know, and having an extra tight end to help Chip or keeping a running back back takes away everything we're trying to do offensively in Stefanski's system. So you need that guy to be the man. So important to see, hopefully hear good things about Juwan Taylor this week.
Mike, let's address this. Big Speaker, that's what he goes by on social media.
Big Speaker?
Yeah, appreciate you following us.
And his cousin, Big Woofer.
He says, guys, don't you think the team is holding Penix back from getting hurt? I understand what Penix said, but I truly feel like the Falcons, all capital letters, are holding Penix out to be safe. Okay, then my question to you, Big Speaker, is for how long? Now's the time to figure this out. It gets harder as the season goes along. And look, I hate to use that phrase when the bullets are live and all that crap, but it's different. And so when you want to find out about a guy, now's the time to do that. So if you're holding him out to protect him, how long, Mike, if that is true?
Right. I mean, then my gap year theory is correct, because then this year becomes a workshop at quarterback. Tua holds down the fort. We got a really difficult first 5 or 6 games on our schedule, depending on how you look at it. I mean, you know, we used to divide it into quarters with a 16-week schedule. It's some really tough opponents. Guys who were playoff or on the cusp of playoffs last year. So Tua will do what he does and keep the seat warm for Michael Penix Jr. And I don't know. It's if the last thing this team would want to do is sandbag Michael Penix's return, you want to get him out there live and again, see what he can do. So if that's the case, the doctors, why do you think, guys, we've debated this for all friggin' offseason, because he has an injury history. He can't recover like other guys can recover from other more serious injuries because he's already dealing with stuff on his other part of his body. And you know that. Guys overwork it, Carl. They come back too soon, and some other thing can go breaks on the other part.
Yeah.
So if that's what the overabundance of caution is, it just sucks for us trying to see. Look, I would change my attitude about this team if Michael Penix Jr. was out there throwing in regular practice and we'd see him in the preseason. Because that's something I could be excited about. How does he get tutored by Stefanski and Van Pelt, Tommy Rees, the whole shebang?
Yeah, no,
confidence
it's
is very sexy. That's true. Don't you think?
Well, Orrin found it.
It's funny because, or at least it is to me, the same people who were clamoring to see Penix get the job when Kirk Cousins was here are the same people now that are worried and criticizing him. And you don't have that same confidence. Now, I get why, but right. You were the same folks that were like, man, go on and start Penix. Man, put him in. What are we waiting on?
And now it's, oh, no, he can't go until he's ready. You got, look, he's your boy. Holler at your boy. He's your boy. I get it. That's your guy. But okay, we got a year audition. This is it. Because he needs to show he belongs here. He needs to show he can get the ball out accurately with good footwork. He's got to become, if you want to give this guy a contract, if you want to sign off on that fifth year, you want to do that in the spring, he needs to audition for you this year and look good. And right now he can't. And that, so I know you guys, well, you blame it on Penix. Well, again, ability and availability, Carl, they go together.
They do.
And that's why, guys, you don't want to get that prefix injury prone. Newsflash, Michael Penix Jr. is injury prone. He's been his entire career.
It's interesting. Big Speak, appreciate you sharing, man. You can find us on social media. Let us know what you think. Hey, man, ESPN announces Pat McAfee is joining their Monday Night Countdown pregame show as an analyst. I guess I didn't realize this. Day-Day and O were saying that was the show Ryan Clark was on. Mm-hmm. So, in essence, I guess he's stepping in there. But it's right. Scott Van Pelt, it's Jason Kelsey, it's Marcus Spears, and Jason McCourty. But McAfee is joining the Monday Night Countdown pregame show. And a lot of people, Mike, the memes are out there. In a month, ESPN will be nothing but McAfee.
Well, I mean, everybody knows the budgets. The chickens came home to roost with the contracts. And Stephen A. gets a big chunk, and McAfee gets everything else. And he's on everything else. And he's also generating ratings. Now, you might not dig a McAfee. You might be a little bit older. But for the bar, I call it the Barstool Sports, the 18 to 49, he crushes it. You know, and is it my style? No, but I'm outside the demographic. They know what they're getting, and they're getting the numbers. Now, I'm McAfee'd out personally, but ESPN's going to get their money's worth here, Carl, because, as we said, whether it's College Game Day, which has had the best numbers they've had in a decade,
yep,
with McAfee. So they're getting the results.
Yeah. Giants signed running back Najee Harris to a one-year deal. We mentioned that. And also, this is interesting because it's in our division, Mike. Alvin Kamara apparently expected to be sidelined for a month.
Sprained MCL. Again, that's Orrin. We don't. Again, please, we do not laugh about injuries, Orrin.
Yeah. Well.
Please. Now we can laugh about bad Saints picks.
It's true. Yeah, or bad Saints play.
Right, but not that. Please, we're better than that. More or less. But anyway, yeah, he's out. Bad case 6. Best case 4 weeks.
We're not going to get swept by the Saints this year, are we?
I wouldn't put it past them.
What?
Why was that silence, Mike?
I wouldn't.
Wait. Why'd you have to think about that?
Because I don't know what we are, man.
Oh, it's like come a half on. Of dead air there.
I don't know what we are. They drafted well. They added some good free agents. I mean, I'm just saying. They believe in Shuck. Tough place to play.
Up. They're getting banged up.
They are getting banged up.
They're getting banged
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but so, what, Day-Day, we lost 25 sacks. We haven't replaced 25 sacks right now. We just talked about a right tackle that may be a turnstile or a walking false start. And we don't even know who our quarterback is.
We're not going to get swept by the Saints. Are we?
Well, hell, we've been swept by Taysom Hill. We got swept by that guy. Literally, that guy.
There's no way Jaren Hall could come in here and beat the Falcons on Sunday.
And it wasn't Jaren Hall. It was the Minnesota's backup. It was?
No, we put him out.
Remember who it was?
Yes, of
course. Joshua Dobbs. And after like 2 days of knowing the playbook.
He just got signed recently. Alpharetta's own, man.
Great kid. Great young man.
Oh, that was so frustrating.
Hey, on the other side of the spectrum, until proven guilty in a court of law, Terrion Arnold, signed by the Seahawks. They capture the general manager signing him, and all the folks and people that lose their minds over things like this are losing their minds. John Schneider, how they're talking about, would they ever touch this guy with a 10-foot pole if they were going to draft him if he had this kind of background? But they're going to take him. Now the word is it don't matter because he's going to be on the commissioner's exempt list to start the season because the optics on this are pretty awful. What the prosecutors are alleging down in Pinellas County, kidnapping and trying to roughen up the guys he thought ripped him off that the cops said didn't rip him off.
He didn't do it, but he was behind it.
Correct. He put together the crew.
Yeah.
He masterminded the crew, allegedly.
Yeah. So, all right, man.
And by the way, I watch Hard Knocks. You know, it's I still dig it. You watch any of it?
Yeah, I've seen episode one. I have not had a chance to catch up. I've just been busy, man, with stuff. But yeah, I have not watched. I guess, what are they now? Episode three, probably?
It was episode three last night. First time I popped in to watch some of it. And, you know, they still do a nice job with it. I mean, if you're digging it, they have the mid-season one as well. But he'll be landing on the commissioner's exempt list when the Seahawks deal becomes official.
Yeah, we watched it in that first episode. Michelle, my wife, shows that music. It gets me every time.
Yes, and Liv Schreiber's narration.
Oh, you know,
and they always
it just gets you.
They always have the guy, the plucky undrafted free agent, or the late round draft pick, and his family in the stands, and he's not doing anything, and the mom is going, "Oh no, not my boy!" You know, as he's struggling. But yeah, it's all they got a formula, and they make it work.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go
easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really. I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
By the way, speaking of HBO, we'll talk more about it. Finally got to watch, you and I and Day-Day, we're talking about Lantern.
Yeah, I've not
seen it. The first episode.
Not seen it yet.
But you give it away, but it's tight. It's very tight.
All right, man. Again, Devon Diablo working back in the mix, guys, up at Indy. He's ready for practice today. We'll find out who else is out there. A lot of guys we've been missing that need to get back on the practice field. So this is the time to do it, and we'll see who's going to be out there this afternoon. All right, we're coming back. Who has the most to prove? We'll talk about it next.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants, And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.